On Tuesday, 11 June 973, as the sun rose over the lush Nile Valley, the people of Egypt awoke to witness a momentous event. Years of preparations had reached their crescendo. In Fustat, the old capital of Egypt that sat astride the Nile, decorations adorned the city. Over the river itself, new pontoon bridges had been built in anticipation. But the grandest of preparations was underway a few kilometres north, where for 4 years, builders, architects, craftsmen and artisans had constructed a new royal city. There, a new palace and mosque had been built, and residential areas had been laid out, all surrounded by four large walls with towering gates. Awaiting its inauguration, it would soon be named Al-Kahira Al-Mu'izziya, the City Victorious of Al-Mu'izz. In time, this would be shortened to Al-Kahira, Cairo, as it continues to be known today. On the other side of the river, on the plains of Giza, that for millennia had been marked by the ancient pyramids, the new ruler of Egypt, the Imam Caliph Al-Mu'izz li-Din Allah, appeared riding regally on horseback. Preceded by a procession of people on foot, Al-Mu'izz crossed the river, alighting on its eastern bank. Riding northwards, he entered Cairo for the very first time. In his palace, he fell to the ground prostrating in gratitude to God. A grand retinue had accompanied Al-Mu'izz on his journey to Egypt. The Imam Caliph had also brought with him three coffins, those of his father, grandfather and great-grandfather, the first three Imam Caliphs of the Fatimid realms. They were soon reinterred in a sanctified wing of the palace, which came to be known as the Saffron Tomb, Turbat al-Za'faran. While Al-Mu'izz's journey to Egypt had taken just over a year, that of his predecessors in reaching this juncture had taken over 6 decades. The Fatimids in North Africa. The Fatimid Empire was founded in 909 in Ifriqiya, a region encompassing Tunisia and eastern Algeria today. There, in the great mosque of Qayrawan, the Ismaili Shi'i Imam, Abdullah al-Mahdi Billah, had been proclaimed the Amir al-Mu'minin, Commander of the Faithful, a declaration that pronounced him as the sole righteous Imam and Caliph over the Muslim world. In his 25-year rule, al-Mahdi oversaw the genesis of the Fatimid state. Initially, he reigned from the palace town of Raqqada, but in 921, al-Mahdi inaugurated the first newly built Fatimid capital city, called al-Mahdiya, on the Mediterranean coast. Al-Mu'izz was born at al-Mahdiya in 931, during the final years of his great-grandfather al-Mahdi's reign. While growing up, he had witnessed the turbulence that erupted during the early years of Fatimid rule. As a young boy, during the reign of his grandfather, the second Fatimid Imam Caliph al-Qa'im bi-Amrillah, al-Mu'izz experienced the Khariji anti-Fatimid rebellion that began in 943 and shook the foundations of Fatimid rule. When al-Qa'im passed away in 946, at the height of the rebellion, al-Mu'izz then saw up close the tribulations of the reign of his own father, al-Mansur Billah. Taking often to the battlefield, al-Mansur ended the rebellion by 947, and he spent the following years enacting policies to reverse the depredations of war by restoring the local economy and people's livelihoods. Al-Mansur's victory was architecturally commemorated with the building of a second Fatimid city, Al-Mansuriyah, located just south of Qayrawan.